This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
So we have even right there.
What's his name?
It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
And it's Friday. Get ready for kickoff.
It isn't uncommon in the United States for its citizens to wind up at the foul end of the deep state's ire, as is eventually revealed by buried evidence spun out of the narrative by the Mockingbird media. Now more details surrounding the body count connected to the DNC's muzzling of WikiLeaks have begun to find solid ground, and it could open an investigation involving the D.C. mayor's office, the D.C. police department, and rocket its way into the chain of command at the DNC as to why a DNC staffer who reportedly sent 40,000 emails to WikiLeaks director and BBC Democratic National Committee history documentarian Gavin McFadyen was murdered in an as-yet unverified robbery on July 10, 2016. WorldNet Daily reported a federal investigator who reviewed an FBI forensic report detailing the contents of Rich's computer generated within 96 hours after his murder told Fox News that Rich made contacts with WikiLeaks through Gavin McFadyen. Seth Rich's parents, Mary and Joel Rich of Omaha, Nebraska, said in August of 2016 in an interview with the Daily Mail that their son had been asked to join Hillary Clinton's campaign 4 days before he was murdered.
Our whistleblowers go to significant efforts to get us material and often very significant risks. As a 27-year-old who works for the DNC, who was shot in the back, murdered just 2 weeks ago for unknown reasons as he was walking down the street in Washington. So
that was just a robbery, I believe, wasn't it?
No, there's no finding. So
what are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that our sources take risks and they become concerned to see things occurring like that.
But was he one of your sources then? I mean,
we don't comment on who our sources are.
Why make the suggestion about a young guy being shot in the streets of Washington?
Because we have to understand how high the stakes are in the United States, and that our sources are, you know, our sources face serious risks. That's why they come to us, so we can protect their anonymity.
If it were one death, perhaps you'd say, all right, a coincidence. Three deaths? Really? I don't think it's unreasonable to scratch your head and say, why are three insiders with intimate knowledge of the machinations of the DNC that stole this nomination from Hillary now pushing up daisies?
I'll tell you this, Assange has got giant eggs because if you look at this, he knows it's hurting Hillary. She's degenerating under the stress daily. Whatever's in these emails has got her scared to death. You can see it. She looks like a cornered, hairless rat.
Because I am familiar with D.C. and, you know, been a previous D.C. homicide detective, they just wanted me to kind of look into the case a little bit more, see if I can develop some leads, interview some people, which I've been doing over the past 3 weeks. What's really interesting, since I've been looking into this case, I've uncovered quite a few things, but not necessarily related to Seth's death,
okay. But
related to an underground, a possible underground corruption, organized crime corruption group that may be operating in the district. Because I've started looking at other homicides and deaths that were called homicide or called accidental deaths, mm-hmm. but could have been homicides. So this case, Allison, may actually open up a can of worms as far as what's been going on here in D.C.
My job is to shut other white people down when they want to interrupt.
Let the acting or future FBI director, the Washington, D.C. Police Department and Mayor's Office, and your representatives know that you want the location of Seth Rich's laptop to be public and immediate further exploration into the involvement of the DNC. D.C. and the finer points surrounding the untimely deaths of Sean Lucas, John Ash, and Seth Rich. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
We're live. It's Friday, the 19th day of May 2017. Please stay with us and please spread the word. InfoWars is under attack.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diets of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture them. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
These arrogant globalists thought they defeated humanity. But the truth is, whether it's Obama or George Soros, they're losers. Everything they had, everything they threw against us, failed. Now, just because we defeated these tyrants, for now, doesn't mean we've won the war. The war has happened within our hearts, within our souls, within our minds. We have to be good. We have to be pure. We have to be strong. We have to build prosperity. We have to bring everyone of every race, color, and creed. If we're going to truly defeat these tyrants who believe we were going to fail, who believe their divide and conquer would work. Yes, we've won the first phase, but the battle for the soul of humanity has just begun. But Obama and Hillary and Soros, you were losers from the day you were born.
This is the heart of 1776. You white male!
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been
a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're here about 120 days into this historic administration. You see jobless numbers, the lowest they've been in 30 years. You see small business startups, the best it's been since 1984. You see, despite the Democrats and others trying to drive down the stock market, a stock market that's got over $3 trillion in it. You see a real paradox, though, as internationally depressions and recessions accelerate. And Trump's doing everything you do, textbook, whether you were JFK or Ron Paul, it's bipartisan, to turn the economy back on. And the establishment doesn't want that because they don't want to have a success. They don't want the American system to come back. And so make no mistake, that's why they're trying to destroy Donald John Trump with everything they've got. I'm surprised Trump's gotten done what he has gotten done, killing TPP, getting a good Supreme Court justice in. He's pushing for the big tax cuts. He's got a good reform of Obamacare passed to the House. He's hitting on all 10 cylinders. But I can see with the general public the shine of Trump's worn off. The mainstream media couldn't break us during the election with their lies and deception and fake polls. But some people are buying into just the incessant drip, 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 drip of lies. Doesn't matter if I have stacks of news where Obama gave classified information to the Russians over and over again because Obama's allowed to do that. He was the president. But then when Trump doesn't even do it, they try to paralyze him and say he's done it. In fact, there's a new memo out. It's on Infowars.com. There's several memos. And we already know this from the statements from the New Yorker magazine and Atlantic Monthly and Reuters and The Economist and what's been said on Fox News and CNN. I mean, I have Dana Bash and Chuckie Schumer and the Democrats themselves all admitting it. And then I've got Dennis Kucinich, a realistic patriot, a liberal, but a real guy saying there's a deep state coup against Trump. And we've got Colonel Schaefer saying it. And we've got countless others like David Goldman for CNBC. The list goes on and on, saying this is an attempt to overthrow the president. It's made up. It's a lie. They're trying to get him impeached or they want him to resign. And they're not going to stop. And that's why they're doing it. There's a new Harvard study out where 98% of the news against Trump is negative. What's that tell you? If you want out from under the globalist, if you want out from under the establishment, you should know that Trump is your man. That's why they are in a total foam at the mouth, destroy Trump frenzy of disinformation, lies, twisting spin, and fraud, and lying by omission that I've ever seen in my life. And that's because he's transferring power away from the establishment and transferring it back to the people. And that's why they're pissed. They've hijacked this country, and they don't want you to struggle out of their giant squid-like grasp. But look at these headlines from Infowars.com that are so incredibly critical to save this country. Notice all our talking points, all our facts, all our analysis, weeks and months and years before, are the exact terms then being battled about in the news. Are the big issues we face? See, they've already had gigantic failure. They didn't want COG or TPP or IMF or World Bank to be discussed. They didn't want the private Federal Reserve to be discussed. They didn't want the fact that the New York Fed runs it all. They didn't want that discussed. Or how they run ISIS and how they run Al-Qaeda and how they've been caught doing it. They don't want that discussed. But see, now it's all going to be discussed. And we are going to discuss
the vaccine damage fund they set up in the 80s to keep vaccine damage secret and pay billions of dollars out secretly to people damaged from vaccines. But now because we've talked about it and you've talked about it, there's now state and federal laws getting passed to expose it all and to open the vaccine makers up for total lawsuits. And all the truth starting to come out, just like Prozac causing brain damage, just like aspartame causing brain damage, just like everything we told you 20-plus years ago is all coming out now because we had medical doctors and scientists on then who wouldn't let Prozac get approved in the 70s and wouldn't let aspartame get approved in the 70s because it was causing brain damage and death. They knew all this stuff before any of this ever got approved. And where am I going with all this? This is not about partisanship. I will say that the libtards are the most dumb, out of control, spoiled, entitled, dumb, crazy people I've ever seen. But establishment Republicans and blue bloods are almost as disgusting. But I've got stacks of news here where all over the United States, they're saying we don't like brown paneled wood. It's racist and too Western. We want it pulled off the walls at the library. It scares us. And so the schools are running in and doing it immediately. Or we don't like this called Lynch Hall. It reminds us of blacks being lynched. It's just an Irish name. Or don't show pictures of masculine football team, you know, in the school paper because some of us aren't masculine. Or don't show mothers and fathers. Some of us don't have mothers and fathers. This isn't insanity. This is cultural total takeover disease by design. And sanity must come up for air. We must start saying no to this. But the good news is Donald Trump is just an old-fashioned throwback Americana. And that's why those out there that can't bully him hate him so much, because if he can survive and if we can thrive and if we can be successful and if we can pull out of globalism, it will break the back of these oligarchs and these crony capitalists forever. And we must break their back because their goal is to end civilization as we know it, is to irrevocably dumb people down and turn us back into basically superstitious savages who were scared of our own shadow and see racism in the clouds and in the stars and don't see the cultural scientific dehumanization that has been weaponized against all of us that breathe oxygen and bleed red blood. Now, that said, they've had quite a success in the media. It took 3 days for it to get out that former attorney generals and deputy attorney generals were saying it was illegal for Comey, if he supposedly had an attempt at obstruction of justice by the president, to not bring that to the attorney general's office. It was in the news 3 days ago with former deputy attorney generals and U.S. prosecutors and others saying it. They ran a hoax everywhere saying it doesn't exist. It's totally insane. Then yesterday, we start putting out the video, we're going to play in a moment, of Comey saying, months after he'd supposedly written this memo from his White House meeting with the president, that he may have tried to obstruct justice. Comey goes before Congress and says no one's tried to obstruct justice. Not one publication ran a story about that to show the incredible control of the corporate press. Not liberal, not conservative. None of it ran a story. Until this morning, then they started saying, oh, it's a conspiracy theory that Comey perjured himself here. But that's how it started 3 days ago, saying it was a conspiracy theory that anybody in the Justice Department had said Comey may have obstructed justice not bringing the memo. But that collapsed in as well. So that's the good news, is this big lie is beginning to collapse. And if you'll just go to Real Alex Jones on our Twitter, and if you'll just retweet the video and retweet the articles about Comey being caught lying, we've got a chance at a major, major victory. Here's that clip of Comey on May 3rd.
So if the Attorney General or senior officials at the Department of Justice opposes a specific investigation, can they halt that FBI investigation?
In theory, yes.
Has it happened?
Not in my experience, because it would be a big deal to tell the FBI to stop doing something that without an appropriate purpose. I mean, we're oftentimes, they give us opinions that we don't see a case there, and so you ought to stop investing resources in it. But I'm talking about a situation where we were told to stop something for a political reason. That would be a very big deal. It's not happened in my experience.
Not happened in my experience. 2 months after he had two phone calls and a private meeting and wrote notes about the president supposedly saying what Comey then said never happened. And no wonder. The silence is deafening. They're so scared of that clip. We'll be back.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Jones. Coming up at the start of the next segment, you're going to hear it here first. It's official. We actually have the documents. The Democrats are about to announce that they want a new election. They're about to announce they want to overturn the 2016 election. You're like, that's deja vu. That happened during the election. And after it, yes, and they're back. And I have that from my White House sources this morning. I made a phone call to our congressional sources, and they said, indeed, that's happening. And Paul Watson has his sources as well. We should probably get Cernovich to pop in. There's nothing that I've ever known about that he didn't also know about simultaneously. And incidentally, just to give credit where it's due, I didn't know Cernovich and a few others Wednesday night were already covering and pointing out that online researchers, you, we the people, had found the Comey clip where he said that no one had tried to influence him, nobody tried to obstruct justice 2 months after he supposedly wrote this fake memo. So, and we were saying we were breaking that yesterday, but we didn't break it, which shows how Cernovich is breaking it, and I guess Red State even broke it before him, and it gets no attention. I wish it should have been Cernovich, should have been all over the news yesterday with that clip. But instead, somebody sends it to our inbox, points it out, and we go, oh, look. And then Google, and nobody's covering it. And we think, wow, we're breaking this, and this is such big news. That shows how they're fighting to keep all this from coming out, and how it's so important for you to get the videos and the articles we've written about this. Comey caught perjuring himself out. This will destroy their agenda. A lot of people won't cover this stuff because they're scared of the FBI. Listen. The FBI's got some really bad people in it at the top, some good people in the middle and the bottom. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to be scared of this, and I'm going to go up against Comey, and I'm going to go up against anybody else for this country. If Trump starts doing bad stuff, I'm going to go after him. But he's not. He's completely surrounded and under attack. 98% of the news is negative, and it's all lies. The lies have gotten so bad, I can't even respond to it anymore. It's just pure lies. Everything's a lie. Speaking of that, they kept saying for 3 days when U.S. attorneys and people were being quoted to a couple newspapers and on this show and on Fox News, to Hannity's credit, he's on target, that, hey, if Comey just wrote this memo and kept it for himself more than just a few days and didn't bring it to the Justice Department, then it's clear obstruction of justice. And that's clear cut. Of course it is. You don't just have somebody say something illegal to you, write a memo, and then keep it for blackmail or for influence peddling or for racketeering later. Or to, you know, cover your butt. CYA. And that's well known. People have gotten in trouble for that many times in the 200-plus year of this nation. And so they just say, hoax, 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 hoax. It's not true. Now Alberto Gonzalez has gone on CNN and said that if Trump did involve himself in obstruction of justice, or it looked like that, Comey had an obligation to notify Jeff Sessions. Boom! So there's a former deputy attorney general. No, he was the deputy, then he was the attorney general. So the former attorney general, I got it confused, he's been a former deputy, but also other former deputies have gone public. So you got all these former deputies, former AGs, telling you this on CNN. So again, another conspiracy theory turns out to be true. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's known law that if somebody says, hey, I robbed the bank, you want some of the money, and then if you don't go do that, you're going to end up being an accomplice. Here's the clip.
You know, it is true that traditionally there's not a really strong relationship between the president and the FBI director, and for good reasons, quite frankly. If, in fact, Jim Comey felt so strongly about the pressure he was feeling from the White House, he had an obligation, in my judgment, and I don't think any former attorney general would disagree with this, he had an obligation to notify either Jeff Sessions, Rod Rosenstein, Dana Bente, someone, because it is a job of the attorney general and the deputy attorney general to protect all of the bureaus and services and divisions within the Department of Justice. It may very well be that Donald Trump, not having served in office, might not know that these conversations are inappropriate, particularly when there is an investigation that may touch upon the White House. Someone like Jeff Sessions, who has this relationship with Donald Trump, could be very effective in pushing back the president and making him understand these kind of comments, relationships with the FBI director in the face of this ongoing investigation is improper and is dangerous. So I really have a serious issue. If, in fact, Jim Cohen did not notify his superiors that is his job, that is the best thing that he can do to protect the Bureau. And if he didn't do that, then he failed in his job.
And that's saying it kindly. If he didn't do it, he obstructed justice, if he really believed that was obstruction. But we all know whatever was said wasn't. So it's all a big lie, another fraud. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on
huge
the
news.
Run.
The biggest.
Alex Jones and
of the
GCN
month.
Radio Network.
In 3 minutes, folks. Get ready.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Can be great again. She must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Let me tell you some of the folks that are on the broadcast today. We have David Horowitz, who was brought up by a communist, who understands why they're working with radical Islam, why they want to overthrow Trump, and the type of threat we're actually facing. Then we're also going to have Dr. Steve Pachinik pop in, Roger Stone, and I'm also working on some other guests today. I also intend to open the phones up and take some of your phone calls here. I want to get to the big news, and I'll do that in about 5-10 minutes. Dealing with the Democrats' admitted plan to hold a new election. And they say in their own internal documents that that's what they're planning to do. And I'm sitting here warning everybody about it. And people pay attention. They believe me. And they can go read our news articles about it, but even our own news articles kind of just bury it in there in the rest of the news. This is so big. How are they going to maneuver us to this point? How are they going to announce it? They're getting ready to announce it. They're debating doing it while the president's out of the country to make him look bad on the world scene. And they're planning snubs by world leaders. It's horrible what's happening in this country. We're under 21st century military attack. We're in a war for our future survival right now. That's not rhetoric. That's not nomenclature. That's the reality, and it's so big, I can't even believe it. So that's coming up here in a few minutes. Now, before I go any further, listeners had this idea. I think Roger Stone had this idea. We are selling Trump T-shirts at cost, even though they're hot right now, because folks realize the president's under attack, and this just shows his bona fides that he is under such globalist assault. And he has done things like kill TPP and get the Supreme Court justice in and is trying to build the wall and trying to get tax cuts. And they have started the repeal of Obamacare that we saw Jared Kushner and Ivanka kind of in there pushing their globalist agenda and really hurting the president. And so we had the idea, it's a limited edition. We're doing one run of a shirt that says Infowars.com in red on the back. Big red letters to meet like-minded people, to trigger folks. To spread the word, to not let the bullies push you around. In most areas, you'll just get your dinner bought for you or have folks pat you on the back, but in real communist and anti-freedom areas, you might get spit on. I voted for the Donald, not Ivanka. I think Stone's idea was I love the Donald, not Ivanka, but I voted for Donald, not Ivanka. It's a limited edition shirt, and when it's gone, it's gone. You buy it, you support the broadcast. It's at regular cost, $19.95. That way we get like $15 to help fund the operation, and we need it. So thank you for your support. Now, we have the Trump is my president shirt, Trump Pence 2020 shirt, in three different variants. Because if you don't like Pence, we've got two shirts that don't have Pence's name on it. Trump is my president, new design, navy blue, red, white, and blue flag, keeping America great since 1776. Keeping America great on the back, Infowars.com, red, Infowars.com on the right shoulder. Really one of the best looking shirts you'll ever see out there, political shirts. $4.95, that is at cost or below, because XXLs and bigger cost us like $6 or more. I think like we have 4Xs we sell that are like almost $7. So it's a loss leader. I just want to see free speech out there. It's a piece of history. Get yours today. And finally, we have the new Z-Shield Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support Formula made with zeolites, made with shilajit and a bunch of other concentrated herbs into oil form, cold-pressed, 25% off retail out of the gates. Introducing Z-Shield, a proprietary toxic metal and chemical defense support formula, now available at InfoWarsLife.com in a very limited first run. Countless studies show our food, water, and air is loaded with toxic metals and chemicals that are known to be wreaking havoc on our bodies. Even the EPA has admitted that more than 800 million pounds of pesticide is dumped in the U.S. every year. And 80% of these pesticides are used on cops, or crops. Now they're trying to kill the cops too. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. No matter what you do, it's virtually impossible to avoid all these toxic metals and chemicals. Our team of doctors, PhD herbalists, and chemists have spent years testing and developing the proprietary technology used to create Z-Shield. This is without a doubt one of the most game-changing formulas ever, released by InfoWarsLife.com. Z-Shield contains organic ingredients known to help support the body in the fight against toxic metals and chemicals like cilantro, shilajit, milk thistles, super concentrated zeolites, and much, much more. And we will sell out of that in the next few weeks, but hopefully it'll have some more runs. We don't just use that as, you know, some pitch, like, oh, we're going to sell out of DNA Force or sell out of X2 or sell out of these products. A lot of these are organic, well, they're all organic, but they have to pass California standards, which is nearly impossible to do. And so we keep testing batches of the ingredients, and sometimes it goes 6 months or longer before we can put this stuff out. We do have the Vitamin Mineral Fusion Fruit Punch drink back in stock as well. Separately, Imrix Essentials products are now in. This is one of the top organic brands in the country. They've allowed us to private label it. It's 20% off retail for this high-quality line that's already discounted. You get an additional 25% off on AutoShip. Sign up every 14 days, every month, every 2 months, every 3 months, every 6 months, every 9 months. Cancel anytime, and you get 25% off. On top of 20%, that's 45% off on Emirates Essentials. Amazing, healthy, organic, quality shampoo, body wash, 10-to-1 concentrated mouthwash. Natural, high-quality BOA, bug spray. It's a cream. It's all the very, very best. Big discounts on top of that when you buy multi-packs or you buy the super pack and get it all. Can't wait to see your reviews. No reviews yet, but here in the office and in my own family, they say, this is incredible. And a lot of people go, wait a minute, I already buy this. This is a big national brand. I recognize the label. I recognize it. I already buy this. And it is 20% off. Yes, it is. Which is fine for the national maker because they're selling it for, you know, 40% of what it is retail. So they're making almost nothing. We buy it, pay more than big stores do. Even though we're a big market, I know we're paying more than Whole Foods does. But it doesn't matter because they're making more when they sell it to us because we don't put them over a barrel and then we can sell it to you for less. Now down the road, who knows what leverage I'll have to even get it cheaper. But I'm not the type of guy that does that. We've got a really good deal on this, and we're so happy that we waited this long to get one of the best national brands in the country that's known to be organic. And if you're watching on TV, you go, yeah, I've seen that bottle. I've seen that design. They even let us use their same design. We just changed the name to Emirates Essentials. So this is a big blessing. And what I thought is happening, it's all selling very well. Well, it needs to, because this discounted, we're not making very much on this. We're making zero on the T-shirts, probably losing money. But we changed the world. And people meet like-minded folks. And InfoWars.com gets out there. So it's all worth it. Take advantage, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. That's kind of a big plug, but I've been forgetting to plug a lot even in the first hour, so thank you. Please support our local affiliates as well. Become a sponsor of them. Buy their products. Send them a donation. I mean, we're in a war in this country, and the stations carrying this broadcast deserve your prayers and your support and putting a billboard on the side of your business, whatever it takes. You're not going to save the world putting a billboard up, but all of us together, we are, with God's help. So this is an epic time. Okay, I'm not going to play the whole report. It's on InfoWars.com. I just want to get refocused, catch my breath here, because this subject's so big, I need to kind of get really focused. Because it's so big, if I don't just absolutely break this down perfectly, and if you don't realize how important it is, quite frankly, they're going to win. So a lot of times the bigger stuff I have trouble even saying on air because it's just so big and we're the only ones saying it. And it is. I mean, I'm not just saying this for effect. I'm very stressed out with this information. I don't feel worthy to be bringing it to you. I know I'm very annoying. I can't stand my voice. A lot of people love it. I think it's horrible. I hired Nico Acosta. I want to see it. What was it, like 4 or 5 years ago? He was very honest. He said, I think your voice is grating. But I like what you're talking about. He's our head producer. Does a great job. The point is, I'm very honest about myself. So it isn't all about, oh, Alex Jones, this is exclusive. Oh, this is, we're under attack. They're trying to destroy us. They're trying to bring us down right now. If they can bring us down, they're going to bring you down. That's all I'm saying is, we are important. We are in the front line. We are damaging the enemy greatly. We're under massive attack right now because we are on the front line kicking their ass. It's like we're a battleship that just sunk 5 or 6 battleships. They got 3 more coming at us and 10 destroyers, and they got fighter bombers flying over shooting missiles at us. I mean, if you take action politically, it's like 10 more battleships pop up. You understand? We are in a total war. Here's another allegory. We just took the machine gun nest on the side of the hill, and you know, 100 of us went up the hill, like 20 are left, and coming over the hill are another 100 people firing at us. We need to take the hill completely, ladies and gentlemen, but we're now under attack. They now know we took the machine gun nest, so they've got their real attack now launching. They're hysterical to bring us down, to bring you down. They hate Trump. They hate InfoWars because they hate America. They hate you. Do you understand? They call you bitter clingers. They want to defeat you. They want to crush you. They want to run your life. So, coming back after this, but it all ties together. Here is former senior CIA analyst burst the Comey memo controversy on BBC, Michael Schreuer, who I want to get back on. And why are, it was like every former top CIA guy or liberal or real progressives or black op commanders like Colonel Schaefer or even Dennis Kucinich or Glenn Greenwald or any of these people, why are they for Trump? Even though they disagree with a lot of his politics. Because he's the president and he's under globalist attack and a shadow government is trying to fully take the country over. We're in a tug of war. So they're for the process. They're for America. They're for checks and balances. And they know the deep state is 50 times worse than Donald Trump. Donald Trump's got problems, but he isn't out to get you. He's a pig-headed American. He's a pig-headed president, and he's our president. You understand that? We're not going to get something perfect. The guy's in a complete battle. He's bringing it back where presidents are presidents again. So here's the report, and then I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back laser-focused, and I'm going to break down the Democratic plan to hold new elections. Stay with us. Here is the report.
What do you make of what James Comey claims President Trump said to him about the Michael Flynn investigation? And I quote, this is what the New York Times is quoting, "I hope you can let this go. I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go. He is a good guy. I hope you can let this go." What does that amount to you?
It amounts to me to a suggestion that he would like to avoid the bother of something that had very little basis in fact, but he didn't order Comey to do anything. And so it's kind of, to me, it's much ado about not much.
All right. Okay. So he didn't, but United States Code, Section 1503, Title 18, you probably know more about it than I do. It's the law relating to obstruction of justice. It says, "Whoever corruptly influences or endeavors to influence the due administration of justice is guilty of obstruction of justice." He didn't have to order Mr. Comey to shut down the investigation, did he? He only needed to lean on him.
I don't think that's, you know, we interpret words differently, sir. Mm. I think if there's any, has been any obstruction of justice, all you need to do is review Comey's history. Comey has abetted the senior people in the Democratic Party to stay out of prison for his whole term. Again, the president's going to say things privately that can come back to haunt him. Any president can.
Sure.
And now, go ahead, sir.
I'm sorry to interrupt. You make a very important point there, don't you? You say privately, because this discussion apparently happened after a four-way meeting involving the Vice President Mike Pence and the Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Now, they had the briefing with Mr. Comey and the President. The President then asked the Vice President and the Attorney General to leave the room. And then he made these comments to Mr. Comey.
Comey said 2 months later he didn't try to influence him.
Well, sir,
you're caught.
What's fishy to me is, where do you have your information from? The New York Times? The New York Times said the day after Comey resigned that he had just asked for massive funding for the Russian investigation. The next day, his successor said he knew of no such thing, and that request wouldn't go to Congress, it would go to the Justice Department. So if you're asking me, do I believe the New York Times? No. And if Comey produces a memo, I would think it has to come out of the electronic system of the FBI. If it comes from Comey's home, you have either the chance of it being been written in the past 10 days, or he was keeping information about private conversations with the president at home instead of in secure accommodations.
But you know as well as anyone that a lot of officials, particularly when they have a very important meeting with the president, keep contemporaneous notes. They're called memoranda.
And if he thought it was obstruction, he had to go to the attorney general.
Head of the FBI, it's more likely than not that he would do that, isn't it?
Well, I certainly did, sir, when I was a senior officer.
You did too.
But I never took them home, and they're available on the computer. All I'm saying is that if he did write a memo at the time,
right, private notes are illegal
on the FBI's electronic communication system.
Basically.
And if it doesn't come from there, there's no certainty when it was written.
The dollar has fallen to its lowest level in 6 months. Investors are concerned that the president, tied up with all this, is not able to push through tax cuts, not able to deal with the economy. And we know that non-farm rolls were pretty poor compared to what people thought they would be for the last few months. And also dealing with infrastructure spending and cutting red tape. His agenda is getting stymied, and the Republicans are getting worried about this because of all this, isn't it?
Sure, the Republicans are on the same side as the Democrats. You have to remember that both establishments are anti-Trump and will be until and unless he's able to tame them. Take, for example, now that idiot McCain you had on there talking about Watergate.
Head of the Intelligence Senate Intelligence Committee, by the way.
Yes. 7 months after they started an investigation of this Russia business, the only piece of evidence they have is from the word of a private sector IT company that worked for Hillary Clinton, that the Russians took the emails out of the DNC. And your own Royal Services Institute came back and said, those people are lying. They never talked to us about what happened in the world of cybersecurity this year. That's the only evidence, sir. They won't let the FBI look at the DNC's server. If it wasn't for that private sector Clinton-employed company, we would have nothing to go on.
That's a former senior CIA officer and someone I don't even know for being conservative, but being a pro-America. I mean, just everybody who's a professional and well-known and respected says this is wrong what's happened to the president. They've got all these Democrats now even coming out and admitting it. I mean, it's crazy. It is just made up total fraud and total lies by a very dangerous group trying to hijack the country.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
if
you.
Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt it in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I got hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5757. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757.
Let me lay out the basic facts right now. And then I'm going to go through the specific details of it and the proofs of this open, public, criminal conspiracy to overthrow our republic, not just Donald Trump, to end our three branches of government system and to permanently transfer us into an authoritarian program. The United States has not been perfect in its 245-year history. But we've had checks and balances, and we've been somewhat of a free nation throughout that period compared to others. And we certainly had lower taxes, and the small guy could actually build his own empire. We did not have a stratified class structure nationally. Cities and towns would have their own elites, and people would gravitate towards clubs and golf courses and elitism. But you still had a chance, whether you were a Russian or whether you were from Africa or whether you were from Mexico or Italy or wherever it was, to come here and have a better shot of actually building a better mousetrap. That's all being ended under globalism, where multinational corporations establish their own corporate bodies. They then buy off our politicians who shine over our authority to those multinational combines. This is the modern colonialism, slavery, called globalism. And the Apples and the Microsofts and the General Electrics, they're all for it. If General Motors isn't for it, they go bankrupt and the government takes it over. And that's where we're at right now. In comes Trump trying to bring back the old American system. She's the sexiest girl around. She just gets prettier with age. She's so much better than North Korea or Venezuela, so much better than Eastern Europe, so much better than France. And they don't want you to see her because you'd want her. She's the prettiest thing there's ever been. She's a good gal. Now, in comes Trump, this nationalist. People are voting for nationalists, whether they're liberal or conservative. They just want out of globalism. They want out of the EU. They want out of the TPP. They want out of NAFTA. They want out of GATT. They don't care. A lot of liberals, a lot of women came over and voted for Trump. Record numbers of blacks. That's why they're so upset. The very same whites that put Obama in put Trump in. They're just sick of it. They're not racist. They just want prosperity like everybody else. So the Democrats start this Russia narrative thinking that would work. When they lose, even though they stole a bunch of states, they then keep going with the Russian narrative and then hope somebody obstructs justice not complying with the Russian narrative. And Lindsey Graham now says, oh, well, no, it's no longer an espionage thing because there's none of that, but maybe people committed crimes not answering our questions. That's how the FBI always gets you. You didn't really do anything, but they claim that, you know, in some paperwork, you didn't tell them the truth, so now you've obstructed justice. That's why the FBI wants to talk to you. You might be Jesus Christ, as clean as a lily. You just don't say a word, because if they want to set you up, they're going to do it, unless you don't talk. And so now here we are. The Democrats tried to obstruct the election. They had the fake polls. Here's the big announcement. Then they tried to steal the election that night. They failed. Then they tried to steal the electors and get them to be faithless. During the election, they tried to steal the delegates from Trump. They did steal them from Bernie on the Democrat side. So they're hopping mad. What do? They start putting out in their internal discussions, we need to overthrow this election. We need to have a new one. They didn't say, how do we do it? We got to get continuity of government ready. We've got to get it set up so that if Trump tries to say no with his government, we'll claim it's illegitimate and have a war with it. I had sources on that, told you about it in late 2016 in countless reports and videos. Then a few months later, they come out in Atlantic Monthly, rewriting the rules of presidential succession and say word for word that that's how they want to do it. But they got to sell the idea first. And all of this is about selling that idea. And that's why they said, no, 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 let's back off on impeachment. That's the New York Times headline, that top Dems want the other Dems to back off impeachment, because that's not even where they're going quite yet. They may just outright arrest Trump. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm going to break down what they're gearing up to do. Everybody needs to tune into this. The Democrats are preparing to call for a new election. After being sold.